we're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. Looks like a lot of people had a wet weekend, which is good. Friday night and some into Saturday. It was good. I ended up with 4 tenths at my house. Wish I'd have got a little more, but I didn't. Hey, I'll take the 4 tenths. So where I haven't disturbed the ground, like with my peanut digger, the moisture ain't really meeting, but the other ground, the moisture met there that I hadn't disturbed. So it was pretty good rain for some wheat pasture. It was looking way, the wheat and rye, true to cow and barley and all that stuff was looking way better. Get ready. Thursday morning, they're calling for a frost freeze mornings already for much of western Oklahoma. So get ready for that. And let's check out some temperatures first. 61 degrees at Hollis, 59 at Elk City, 59 at Arnett, home of the famous Lori Kimball, 56 at Freedom, 56 at Hooker, not here in the panhandle of Texas, 60 degrees at Lipscomb, 62 at Odell, and 62 at Goodlet. I was supposed to be on the road today over at Burns Flat today. Our plans got changed a little bit early this morning. Either Wednesday or Thursday, I will be at the Lone Star Cotton Gin there in Burns Flat. So I know, well, I guess we heard rumors that Cotton King was going to crash the party. So we canceled we canceled just because of him. All right, let's check out some things. Right now, things are not looking very good. Let's go ahead and look at the Central Crop Care board. The grains obviously are looking really good, but the cattle, not so good, man. It's crazy what's going on, and hopefully we can kind of get down to the details of why it's going on, which we already know that. Most of us do. December corn was 430, up 7. March is 445, up 8.25. Soybeans for November, 1070, up 28.5. January's 1087, up 27.5. Soybean meal, December 298.50, up 440. January 301.30, up 4.75, or not 4.75, actually 460. Soybean oil, December 5079, up 52. Hard red winter wheat, December 518, up 16.5. March is 534, up 16.5. Live cattle, December 224.75, down 9.17. February's 222.67, down 10.75. And feeder cattle for November, 338.45, down 13.75. And January's down 13.75, 334.42. I think the Mexican cattle, the border opening is what's causing this, as it did Friday. And I haven't found an updated story in the last 10 or 15 minutes to figure out exactly, but we'll see if we can get to it later on in the show. I know coming out of Oklahoma City, feeders were down $30 per 100, and unwinged was down $60 a 100, and that was earlier this morning. I don't know if that's still happening. I need to look at my app, see what's going on there. That's what it is. And so let's see what happened overnight in our grain world, in our farm belt. Let's check that out. Soybean and grain futures jumped overnight after the U.S. and China agreed to a potential trade deal that may be finalized when President Trump and the Chinese president meet later on this week. Negotiators hammered out deals. TikTok's U.S. operations and rare earth minerals, said Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. China is expected to resume purchases of U.S. soybeans, while Washington likely will not put 100% tariff rate on Beijing. He said, Trump and President from China are expected to meet on the sidelines of an economic forum in South Korea on Thursday. I noticed all over Facebook and TikTok and everything, the president's been pretty busy stopping off at some of these countries. I see he's doing his dance everywhere. So it's kind of fun to watch a person, whether they're a president, whether they're a Democrat or Republican, I don't care. It's kind of fun, as far as I'm concerned, to watch a president have some spirit when they come to those deals and not just walk on by and look at them a second. And I'm not saying nothing bad about that. They're trying to be royalty, whatever, everything. But I think it's kind of cool to watch the excitement with the president. Chinese officials were more skeptical, saying they reached a preliminary deal and had constructive talks with U.S. negotiators. So you know what that means, right? It doesn't happen. The Chinese go, well, that's what we didn't think you should. Still, Trump said at a separate summit in Malaysia that he and the Chinese president have agreed to meet and suggested the two would meet for future discussions in China and in the United States. Soybean futures for November delivery jumped 18 and a quarter to 1078 and a half. A bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and soy meal was up 270 to 296. 80 a short ton. What else is going on here? Global grain production will be stronger than previously expected, as wheat output is expected to jump year over year, according to a report from the International Grains Council. Grain output globally is expected to reach 2.425 billion metric tons. That would be up from 2.327 billion tons in the previous marketing year, and well above the September estimate of 2.4 billion. Indian stockpiles are pegged at 618 million metric tons, up from 593 million tons a year earlier, and ahead of the previous estimate of 606 million tons. Wheat production is forecast to come up to 827 million tons this year from 800 million last year. That is well up above their last month's forecast. Carryout has seemed to be at, 275 million metric tons. That's up from 267 in the previous year and above the prior projection of 270. Corn output is expected to be at 1.29 billion metric tons, and that's up about a half a billion. Yep, about a half a billion tons from the previous marketing year, but unchanged from the September outlook. Inventories of the grain are now forecast at 299 million tons. That's up from 290 million in the 24-25 season and up from the previous estimate at 294 million tons. Soybean production is estimated at 428 million metric tons. That's down from last year's output and a previous estimate, both total 429 million. So not quite as much. Stocks are pegged at 79 million metric tons, and that's down from 81 million a year earlier. And let's see here, what else we got going on? Man, it just says here, according to the National Weather Service, it says here, cooler weather is forecast for parts of the southern plains this week as the cold front moves into the region. And that's about it. And let's see here. Light rain is in the forecast for today. Freezing temperatures are possible Wednesday and Thursday morning, according to the National Weather Service. The best chance for a hard freeze will be in the western panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas. Intense winds are expected in parts of western and northern Nebraska. And so it's going to be an increase of wildfires in that area. 35 to 45 miles an hour this afternoon. Somewhat elevated fire weather conditions are expected. The cooler temperatures will limit that overall threat. There you have it. Okay, so I got a couple things I need to discuss with you. First, if anybody knows of anyone, whether it's Warshtall, Beckham, Custer, Roger Mills, County, somebody in their mid to upper 80s, maybe even their low 90s, that was raised or used to work on a dairy, and you think they'd like to talk to me, Man, I'd appreciate if you guys would shoot me a text on that. 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. And the reason why I want to come, I want to have somebody come on and talk about the things back in the dairy business in the 50s and the 60s. I was talking to my landlord, and he's not going to come on. He was about 10 years old at that time, and he was telling me some of the stories of how crazy the dairy business got back then. And we're talking about, like, having to ride shotgun in trucks, picking up milk, and just all kinds of interesting things. And I like to have, I think it'd be a really good show, take a whole show to talk about what happened back in the days where I think they were most of the, if you younger guys don't remember, but us older guys, they was a dairy on in at least every section. And I was talking to Charles Hickey this morning. He said at one time back in the 60s, I believe, Roger Mills County had the most dairies in Roger Mills County per capita in the United States, per capita. And so there was a lot of dairies. I remember I hauled hay for some of those dairies back in the late 60s when I was a teenager, and hard work, stuff going on. But I just want to talk about some of the history. You know, we had Kelly's Dairy here in Elk City, and I don't remember, but Bert Hudson was telling me about the Brandt Dairy that used to be here in Elk City also. Borden's Milk out there in Amarillo, and you know, we're down, I think we're down to one dairy in Oklahoma, and that's the one major dairy, and that's Brahms. And so I think it'd just be a great story. So if you guys know of anybody that's in their like mid to upper 80s or low 90s, I'd love to talk to them about it, that knows about the dairy things back in the 50s and 60s. I think it's going to be a pretty cool show. All right, it would make a pretty cool show. How's that? All right, so I have a OCA question for you. Can today's Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour, all hour. And so it's kind of, you fill in the blank. How's that? I got a rain gauge from Wheeler General Store up in Woodward. So if somebody from Woodward area wins up there at 100.1 KWFX, or I have a OSU agriculture rain gauge here, it will go to the winner. If you just want to play, don't send in your name. But if you want to get after one of the prizes, you have to send me your name in. So 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. And I'm going to take number four. I'm going to go low. I'm going to go low. Number fourth text with the correct answer. This is fill in the blank, all right? You roll up, you roll round bales up, you blank square bales. You roll round bales up, you blank square bales. 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Also coming up around 12:30, I'm going to have Monty Tucker on here to talk about all the first round of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau shoot with the 4-H clubs this weekend. It was awesome. Looks like Western Oklahoma kind of dominated. I'm not just talking about Beckham County. We got Dewey County and other counties that dominate. We'll get that report from Monty Tucker coming up. We got two more rounds to go this coming weekend. Be right back after this OCA break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Hi, it's Andy Taylor. We're living in some very turbulent times. It's easy to get discouraged in the normal course of life, but the good news is God has all the answers. His presence and companionship always makes all the difference. A big part of what we do at Trinity Fellowship is to help people in the process of coming into relationship with the Father. We'd love to help you. Our services start at 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can find us on our Trinity Fellowship Facebook page, or you can listen right here on KECO at 9:30. We'd love to have you be part of our family.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 17. 2,143 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 393, brought 526 at 507, brought 455, 9 at 527, brought 421. 7 at 607, brought 365. 3 at 660, brought 340. 8 at 719, brought 324. 4 at 735, brought 342. 6 head of heifers at 389, brought 470. 9 at 451, brought 420. 3 at 500, brought 385. 11 at 540, brought 360. 10 at 611, brought 337.50. 51 at 797, brought 342.50. Butcher cows were 120 to 178. Butcher bulls brought 153 to 198. Bred cows, 1425 to 4550. Pairs brought 2950 to 4000. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Dozer, Texas. Here is your Texas Panhandle Ag weather update. 59 degrees, humidity's 93, dew point's 57. Man, look at those numbers. I probably ain't going to finish doing my peanuts today, am I? No, ain't happening. Wind out of the southeast at 6 miles an hour with peak wind gusts today 11, 1.77 inches of rain since the 1st of October, 8-inch soil temperature, 66 degrees. There's your update for out in the panhandle of Texas. Man, there was a I got a lot of text messages coming in. I do have a winner, and I will let them know via text message. My question was, the OCA question was, you roll up round bales, you blank square bales. And the correct answer is bale. And majority of you got it. Let's see here. What was good? Tied up, press square bales. That was the other ones. And tie square bales. And so... anyway, now, and I got some responses on my question. I need somebody alive in their mid to upper 80s or low 90s that either grew up or owned or worked on a dairy. I'd like to hear, I'd like for them to come on the show. And I think it'd take the whole show to do it, to talk about all the events that took place back in the 50s and 60s with dairy farms. That error there's a lot more errors to come with dairy farms, but I really love talking. I don't know. This would be some really good, interesting questions talk about. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and get an update. No, that ain't changed much. I already did the Central Crop Care grain market update, and I guess somebody was talking, called me on it, and I found out what so the market was down 9.25 Monday or Friday. So today it's called the extended limits. If they lock it down, the limit either direction, up or down, then the next trading day they have extended limits, and that's why they're down over $13 today. And some people don't know that, some people do, so I thought I'd share that with you. Yeah, it's down $13.75 on the board today. And probably at right at the last segment, I'll check out what's going on with up in OKC and see what's happening with that. First of all, let's check out what happened. Here's the USDA Oklahoma weekly cattle auction summary from October 24th. Feeder cattle. Let's see, total receipts in Oklahoma through the sale barn was 34,794 compared to 29,778. The week before, last year, was around 36,000. Feeder cattle was 89.6% of that. Slaughters were 5.5% of that. And replacement cattle was 4.9% of that. Compared to last week, feeder steers, $10 to $15 lower. Feeder heifers, $5 to $10 lower. Steer calves, $5 to $15 higher. Heifer calves, unevenly steady. Slaughter cows steady to $3 lower. Slaughter bulls $3 lower. CME futures continued to be hit hard last week, and with some back months hitting the limit early on Friday. Much needed rain has been scattered across Oklahoma this week, and cooler fall-like temperatures have finally settled into the country. Let's check out. Let's do a little one. We'll do one comparison on the Oklahoma report. Let's go to some five weights. Here it's showing 281 head, average weight 575, 355 to 450 on price per hundredweight, and these were unwinged. Here is some 572s. They were anywhere from 390, these were winged, 390 to 472.50, 444.36 was the average price on that. Okay, let's see what's happening with the Texas weekly auction cattle auction summary. 6,714 head compared to 7,800 the week before and 7,700 last year. Feeder cattle made up 84.5% of that. Slaughter cattle were 11.4% of that. Replacement cattle was 4.2% of that. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $5 lower, with some instance of $10 lower. Demand was moderate, with fleshy calves taking hits, with fluctuating temperatures causing sickness concerns. Offerings consistent mostly of fall calves this time of the year. And let's do a comparison on heifers on the Texas report. Where are you at? There they are. Let's do some four weights. 95 head of four weights, averaging 450 to 495, brought 317.50 to 435, even 379.13 was the average. And then we're on winged, and then some unwinged at 432 weight. That's the closest I could get there on unwinged. They look like they were just around 440. Is that right? No, that can't be right. No, they ain't. Yeah. Thin flesh was bringing 440, and then some others run about 364. So about $10 to $15 higher. There you have it. Okay, a couple things to talk to you about. Tomorrow evening, there's two labor auctions going on. That's not what Jimmy said about Sentinel, but we won't go there. The Merit FFA chapter is having their labor auction tomorrow evening at the Merit Cafeteria at 6 p.m. And that's right there at the Merit School. Everybody pretty well knows that, where that is on Merit Road, 940. And Yep, 6 o'clock. Now that's what they have on there. And then Sentinel is having nurse labor auction at 6 p.m. at the community center there at Sentinel. Both of those at 6 o'clock. So please go out and support your local FFA chapters. It was a man, I heard this there, and the Elk City ones went really well. So that's pretty good. I got one other thing coming up I need to talk. Let me go back to my email here real quick. Let's see what I got. And there we go. The Heifer Show. We got the Heifer Show coming up. The Oklahoma National Junior Heifer Show is coming up here at Elk City, November 21st and 22nd at the Elk City Convention Center Complex. All right. And it's the 44th annual, and it's put on by the Elk City Chamber of Commerce. And show sponsor is Western Equipment. Pre-entry deadline is November 3rd. Late entry deadline is November 21st. We'll have next week have Greg or Brent or both of them come on and talk about the upcoming. It's a really good heifer show. Pre-entry is $40. Late entry is $50. All heifers must be born after October 31st of 2023. Blown and show, no adhesive. Generators encouraged. Barn opens Friday at 9 a.m. Minimum 5 head per breed. If not, money will be prorated and there will be no other awards. Each heifer may show in only one breed. Classes to be broken Friday at 8 o'clock. There. Supreme Champion, $1,000. Breed Champion, Trophy Buckle. Reserve Supreme Champion, $500. And Trophy Buckle for the reserve breed heifer. Pretty good. And let's see here. Special thanks to Western Equipment for making this a great show weekend in Western Oklahoma. Spend the weekend in Western Oklahoma. Attend two shows. They will have the Oklahoma Western Heifer Show at Clinton the following day. This is the Oklahoma National Show in Elk City. So everything's going on. So if you want to join, I think you can get on to the Elk City Chamber of Commerce Facebook page or call one of them. They can get you a form. There's a form on here. So, all right, let's take a OCA break. When I come back, I have Mr. Monty Tucker live from the creek on with us talk about the shooting that's been going on, sponsored by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Winter is right around the corner. Don't wait to secure the best nutrition for your herd. Call now to book your winter contracts for cattle feed, including our premium Mixed 30 liquid feed. Give your cattle the edge this season and make sure they stay healthy during the cold winter months. Call us or stop by today here at SEI Agritech in Elk City for all of your feed needs. Follow us on Facebook for updates and more information.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your in-field coverage and you're back.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires and get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Have you had a little fender bender and don't know where to get it fixed? Take it to Skunk Works Paint and Body in Sayre. They're a full-service paint and body shop with the skills to get the job done right. They also have computer color matching and custom paint for your motorcycle. All insurance providers are accepted and they work with fleet services. Give Skunk Works Paint and Body a call for a free estimate today at 580-928-5005. You can also find their ad inside the Penny News.
Trade in and save on Milwaukee Tools this month at NAPA. Trade in and save $250 on a 1-inch D-handle extension anvil high-torque impact wrench with one key. Trade in and save $100 on Milwaukee 3/4-inch, 1/2-inch, and 3/8-inch impact wrenches. Trade in and save $50 on Milwaukee ratchet kits. Trade in any professional brand competing impact wrench or ratchet, pneumatic or cordless. Trade in and save on Milwaukee Tools this month at NAPA in Oak City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room, we're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner, and they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now, before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts. All the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Buffalo, here is your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. Dew points 55, humidity's 89, temperature's 58. Southeast winds at 9 miles an hour, 1.17 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 62 degrees, sunset at 6:48, cloudy 62 tonight. Rain showers likely, 60% chance, and 46 for a low. And 59 and breezy tomorrow. So there you have it. On the phone with me right now, live from the creek. Is that what you used to say?
Oh yeah, here on the creek.
Here on the creek.
On the creek.
Here on the creek.
I'm not very far off the west bank of Buffalo Creek right now.
You're at your granny's house. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Monty Tucker, the world famous Monty Tucker, is on the show with me. It's always a privilege to have him on. Man, you've been, before we get to the shooting teams, you guys got some rain out there.
Oh, man, we got blessed and got under a cloud. Several clouds, several waves. From north of Meridian up there an inch to here at our home place, about 2 to 2.25.
Man, that was nice.
Man, that's...
You'll
that's
be turning
dollar rain.
You'll be turning out on wheat pasture by the end of the week.
Well, that's what we put the drill up to, that we finished sowing a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever, and put the drill up, and I got bare spots out there, and I hope it's just laying in the dust and it's not been sprouted and died or ate by the worms.
Right.
So, kind of patchy out there.
Well, yeah, kind of. I'm seeing a lot of that with that earlier stuff, but hopefully it does all come up and you don't have to re-sow. But hey, guess what? This time you definitely will have some good moisture to sow in if you have to re-sow.
That's right.
We'll got to look at the positive stuff.
That's right.
Monty, you guys, I swear, you and Paul Hightower and a bunch of other parents, you guys are some busybody individuals, and I don't know how people can... say it. Well, I guess I'll say it for them. We appreciate what you guys do for the shooting teams, for the sport itself. It's not only just here in Beckham County, but what you guys are doing here with the Beckham County 4-H reflects on everybody else. I see teams in the standings now that I never seen in there. What was it? Dewey County come in right behind you, got Beckham County. Yeah.
Oh, well, not Dewey. Well, in the Farm Bureau.
Right.
All around,
yes.
They were second, but I think Dewey wound up third in the original 4-H sporting clay event this last week.
Right. And so there's so much going on. I stay confused, and I thought, man, I'm not even going to get on social media and try to make this or that. I'm just going to call Monty. Straighten this out. What happened this weekend?
Well, this So in the fall is the 4-H, basically the state shoots, and there's three disciplines. We started out with sporting clay, which was held yesterday in McLeod at a sporting clay range called Quail Ridge, a beautiful spot down there. And we'll follow up next weekend with trap on Saturday at El Reno, and the finale is skeet at Arcadia at Oklahoma City Gun Club. And so we have completed the first leg of the three, and that's the sporting clay. My Beckham team, I took 28 kids, just solid scores, but we just never had that one or two individuals that got to break through into the top three individuals. I had 10 good, solid scores, but we just didn't have the squads to place in the top three in the 4-H event. Now, there's a new thing this year. Oklahoma Farm Bureau has sponsored what they're calling the Classic All-Around, and it mimics a college-type shoot. So in the original 4-H, I put four kids on a squad, on a team. They take the top three kids for the 4-H score. The Farm Bureau is going to take everybody from Beckham County, regardless of their division, age, gender, whatever, and they're going to, you just put your top five scores of the day on their form, and you add five scores together, which a perfect score would be 250. And the Beckham kids come in at 208 out of 250 and brought home that 3 foot tall Farm Bureau trophy.
I've seen that. That was awesome.
Yeah. I think Dewey County was runner up with a 205, and I think Jackson County was 204. So we always talk about every target counts, and that target counted for Dewey County to bring home a runner-up over a third-place Jackson.
Yeah, it was. I was looking at all the deal, and I was just like, man, that was close. I mean, 208 to 205 still ain't no, just, it ain't a blowout.
Now, three target margin on 250 shots. Yeah, it's, so I think we kind of had a newcomer that won it this year's Craig County, and I understand that's in Veneta, the Veneta area.
Okay.
They slipped in there and had a 130 out of a 150 to win the 4-H event. And I better look. It's either Jackson County or Dewey. Can't remember who come in runner-up on the senior division. Logan County.
Yeah, Logan, yes.
Logan, yeah, Logan, Dewey, Jackson, Beckham, Pontotoc, Beckham. So that's how that, on the senior side. I think Jackson County won the intermediate.
Yes.
Which is the next stage group down.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it looked like, I wish I had time. I don't know how you do it. You and Paul and McGee and whoever else is out there, and I'm glad you guys have time. And I don't, you know, just, I say it all the time, this shooting sports is blown up so much, what, last 6-7 years? Is that about right?
And watch it, sure enough, last 10.
Yeah, especially the last 10, but it's really blown up. And I love it because, you know, not stock shows ain't for every kid. Going out in the shop, learning how to weld and stuff ain't for every kid. And I think this shooting sports has got more. Well, you could tell us how many kids try out every year for Beckham County anymore.
Beckham County, we almost had 40 kids on the roster this year. I'm taking 38 to the trap contest Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think we've had 40 to 42 kind of in the program and practicing. It's a record number for me to take to the trap competition from Beckham County. The lady that runs the 4-H shooting sports, which is all encompassing. Now we're really focused on shotgun sports,
right?
But there's 22, there's air rifle, there's archery, there's pistol, there's silhouette, there's, I think there's 9 disciplines of 4-H shooting sports. And we're just the tip of the iceberg with the shotgun side of it. Roger Mills, I think, even has a pretty solid little air rifle and air rifle program, and some others are really into the archery side of it. And but like Paul and I said, I guess we don't have anything to do between midnight and 4 in the morning, so we could probably start a air rifle or archery. But that yeah, Ruth that runs that program, back to my original thought here, boy, I chased a rabbit there. record number of entries for trap over the past 15 years is what she kind of had records back to. So we're going to fill a full day at El Reno on 12 different traps up there. I didn't catch a number of kids. There was 126 kids in the sporting clay deal. And that number was down just a tick, but boy, the trap is way up.
Why is that, you think?
There's growing interest. Beckham, we're taking a record number. Jackson County is taking a record number this year. I talked to the coach down there. Dewey County's coming strong. Stevens County is really starting to blow up and starting to get a lot of kids on their program. Pontotoc County's always been solid. Kingfisher, Payne, Logan, these teams just keep growing a little bit.
Woodward?
I don't know if Woodward County has a 4-H team.
Oh, yeah, there's high school. Yeah.
The Woodward Woodward school goes to the Woodward FFA deal.
Yes, that's right. So, 260 is what your partner in crime said for trap.
How much?
260 is what for trap.
Yeah. That's it's usually in the 180s to 200 range. So it's up.
So have you guys had a donation to get you one of those big Provost buses to haul all these kids yet?
No, but we're seeking that sponsorship. It don't have to be a Prevost. I'd take a Tiffany. I might even take a gas card at this point. So.
How about a Winnebago?
Yeah, get us a Coleman.
So. Pop up. Yeah. You guys just lay low until we get there, and I'll get you pop up the top. You guys can stand up and stretch out.
Pull in with our high rise. That's right.
Rebuild it like the White House. We'll see how that goes. But that's okay. Well, cool, man. I guess next week, probably next Monday or Wednesday, I'll get a hold of you again, and let's see how it all finished up. And big shout out to all the sponsors. I mean, Oklahoma Farm Bureau does such a good job with all that, and a lot of other people does too. And I don't have that list in front.
Is it Safari Club or something like that? I noticed they're sponsoring like the belt buckles this year.
Yes,
for that deal.
Yep, so. You're right. Safari Club.
And if I have time, just a big thank you. We just finished a raffle for a iRay thermal image finder.
I seen that.
Really, really cool gadget. And, man, if you bought a ticket, so much, thank you so much, because 40 kids on the roster, we burned through some shells and targets. I looked on our practice sheet. We just went over 20,000 targets in practice.
Wow.
So 20,000 targets is 20,000 shells. So it takes some revenue and some gift giving from our community to keep us in shells and targets, and we appreciate that. But so Dr. Colby Roberts' name somehow slipped out of that little tumbler to win that cool little gadget.
Seen that.
Yep.
That kind of made me think this thing is rigged. So.
Yeah. Well, you have to blame one of my junior 4-H'ers. He's the one that picked it. So,
but oh, no. I watched. He just reached in there and picked it.
Just kind of like, yeah, just there it was. He didn't dig around or nothing. It was just the one right off the top. But you'll laugh who was, because I told him after we shut the video off, I said, pull another one to see who'd be next. It was Jimmy Taylor.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. So Jimmy Taylor won a tumbler full of raffle tickets. That's what he won.
Did you call and tell him?
No, I haven't. Maybe he's listening today.
Hey, I'm going to text him here in a minute with just the congratulations. And then when he finally texts me back, says, for what? I mean, you need to talk to Monty Tucker.
You won 500 ping pong balls.
That's right. Good. Yeah, because, that raised you guys quite a bit of money. And guess what? I'll tell you right now why I got you on there. They finally come out with another batch of them. So I got you guys another Quell Forever Henry Golden Boy 22 lever action for you guys to do another raffle for.
Man, that worked really good.
Yes. We just been chomping at the bit. And then when they came out with some where our Quell Forever chapter could order some, I just put on there like 10. And just as I sent, because they're not cheap, but they're really good. They're just good to do stuff like this and give sponsors. And got Quell Forever engraved on it and all that quail, and it's pretty cool. And just as I pushed the button to send, I noticed at the bottom, 4 limited per chapter. And I was like, dang. So I'm only getting 4 of them, but you guys are getting one of them.
Man, we appreciate that. Yeah, Quell Forever's been a long time supporter of us. We always appreciate that.
It's our future hunters. So that's what it is about conservation with youth. So it's pretty cool. But Monty, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. I wish them the best of luck as we go.
All right. We will. Thanks a lot.
All right. See you guys.
See ya. All right. We're going to take an OCA break. Now come back and finish the show up.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We are restocked on our mixture, hard surface cleaners, linen sprays, VAT9, black pepper, salt and sage, cashmere, all those scents that are the top scents for this line. You can just switch them out anytime you're ready for a new scent. We have all kinds of stationary stuff right now. We've got planners. We've also got a little pad that's for weekly meal planning. But a lot of people still love to use the traditional way of keeping their recipes. And so we've got books and recipe cards for those who still like to keep it traditional. You can keep it in one little area. And sometimes, you know, you have things that you get from your grandma or your aunt or things, you know, their little recipe cards that they pass down to you. Well, this is perfect for that you can stick into these books as well. And we've also got these really cute little pens and dividers that mark your pages and stuff. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd Street in Elk City, in between Subway and Sherwin-Williams.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Fall is here, and so are the savings at Cummins in Weatherford. Load up and fall for the all-new 2025 Chevrolet Equinox EV. Right now, drive one home with 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers by November 3rd. Cummins, where fall savings are in full drive. Turn over a new leaf. Cummins Cadillac Chevrolet GMC in Weatherford, I-40 and Airport Road, or online at CumminsBPG.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Must finance with GM Financial. Not available with lease and other offers. Down payment required.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Do you love the great outdoors?
Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hobart, Oklahoma. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. 66 degrees, feels like 66, dew point 60. Humidity's 81, the winds are out of the east at 8 miles an hour, 37 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, according to the Mesonet in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 67 degrees. Sunset at 6:48. Mostly cloudy, 71 degrees today. 20% chance of showers tonight. 53 for a low. Tomorrow, breezy. 62 degrees. North winds, 29 to 33. With wind gust up to 35 to 40 miles an hour tomorrow. It's going to be a little breezy. Be careful with everything out there. Don't go fix your gate you need to weld on tomorrow and not be a good day for it. Just be careful out there is all I can tell you. What else we got going on here? Cattle market, buying, that's it, livestock auction, how to spot it. Oh, I know what I want to talk about. Let me try this out. So we was talking about the dairy deal, and thank you everybody who responded and via text message on some people that might be good to talk to about the dairy business back in the 50s and 60s. I think it's pretty cool. So government cheese. You guys remember about, you remember the government cheese? I loved it. I could live on that government cheese. It was produced in the 1980s to offload a massive dairy surplus. Was stored in the Missouri's underground caves and given to struggling Americans. The surplus stemmed from the 1970s farm policies that left the government with over a billion pounds of cheese. I remember it. And I also, I've worked in those caves, the mines, if you want to call them, up there in Kansas City. They're all under the, there's a lot of cool stuff here. They're all underneath the Worlds of Fun amusement park up there in northeast Kansas City, north of I-70. And they caught fire back in the, I think the late 80s, 90s, and I moved up into Kansas City in 92, and I think they were still burning in 96, 97. They had a fire in those mines down there, and I've actually did a lot of concrete work in those mines down there. It's kind of interesting, and what's even more interesting is Hunt Midwest Mining owns those caves and a lot of other caves in the Kansas and Missouri side. And Lamar Hunt, who has passed, was the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Go Chiefs! How about that? All right. As a dairy farmer faced economic turmoil in the 1970s, the USDA created price supports and subsidy programs to stabilize the industry. These programs required the government to buy milk when market prices fell too low, but instead of discarding it, much of that milk was processed into cheese, butter, and powdered milk. And if I remember right, a lot of that cheese might have been, some of that cheese might have been made in Watonga. I'm not sure about that. I heard rumors of that. By the early 1980s, the surplus had ballooned into a logistic nightmare. Billions of pounds of dairy products were piling up in refrigerated warehouses and abandoned limestone mines across the Midwest. To address both the waste and public hunger, President Ronald Reagan's administration launched a distribution initiative, giving away blocks of processed cheddar, through food assistance programs, government cheese became a staple in low-income households and food banks throughout the decade, often recognized by its distinctive orange hue and plain cardboard packaging. Though mocked by its rubbery texture, it symbolized both the excesses of and the safety net of the American agriculture system. Yeah, it was a little rubbery. Man, it was good, though. Today, the so-called cheese caves in Missouri remain in use, now largely operated by private storage companies. They serve as a reminder how economic policy, industrial agriculture, and hunger intersected during a turbulent chapter of American history. There you go. How about that? Guys, hope you enjoyed today. See you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag.